USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Arming teachers on the job?
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom. The law requires up to 24 hours of training and up to 8 hours of annual training. Several of the Buckeye State's big city mayors, all Democrats, criticized the bill and faulted Republicans for not considering any gun control proposals. The measure was opposed by major law enforcement groups, gun control advocates, and the state's teachers union. Only a handful of police departments and school districts supported the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new study suggests that stress may take a huge toll on your health, weakening your immune system and opening the door for serious illness. Traumatic events, job strain, and daily stressors may all speed aging of the immune system, increasing the risk for fatal illnesses, including COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Spirit Airlines Board of Directors said Tuesday it will decide between competing bids from JetBlue and Frontier by the end of the month. The board postponed a meeting where shareholders were expected to vote on the existing Frontier deal from June 10th to June 30th to review the bids. JetBlue improved upon previous offers to buy out Spirit Airlines on June 6th, saying it would pay Spirit $350 million, a portion of which would include a cash payment to shareholders if regulators do not approve the acquisition. Several congressional races are up for grabs in Maine, Nevada, and South Carolina, where voters cast ballots Tuesday in the state's primaries. In Maine, all eyes will be on the Republican primary for the 2nd congressional district, where former Representative Bruce Poliquin will face off against Liz Caruso, who serves as a select woman and compares herself politically to Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You're in trouble? Beantown citizens hope not.
The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority in Boston hopes a new program will tackle the problem of public urination in its elevators. They're launching a pilot program in August, which urine detection sensors will be placed on 4 downtown elevators. The sensors will alert transit ambassadors who can dispatch a cleaning crew. It's not a new idea. MARTA in Atlanta launched a similar pilot about a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Boston Herald reports that data will be collected for several months. The Federal Aviation Administration on Monday said SpaceX will be required to make more than 75 changes to the orbital launch program at its Starbase launch site in Texas after determining there would be some environmental impacts to the surrounding area. Elon Musk's SpaceX must obtain either an experimental permit or a vehicle operator license from the FAA for Starship and Super Heavy launch operations from their facility in Boca Chica. International Bath Day, celebrated annually on June 14th, pays tribute to Greek mathematician Archimedes and his bath time discovery that an object's volume could be measured by submerging it in water. Legend has it that he made his discovery while sitting in the tub and celebrated by running through the streets proclaiming, "Eureka!" Hopefully fully clothed. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.